Hey everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of Infused with Light. Today I am joined by Ryan, known on Instagram as Brittany the Sagittarius, and she describes herself as seeking truth and wisdom on the quest to free Brittany. She is heavily involved in the movement. Today we are going to break down what the Free Brittany movement is all about, why you should care about the conservatorship, especially if you are a creative type or an artist, solutions and outcomes for the foreseeable future, and all things Brittany Spears. So welcome, Ryan. I'm so looking forward to your knowledge and insights on this topic.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, this is exciting.
So I guess I wanted to start off by asking, like, how did you arrive at this position of being so heavily involved in the Free Brittany movement?
Oh, geez. I always kind of felt kind of weird about the conservatorship just because I do have a history of working with clients who have dementia and Alzheimer's. So I certainly was familiar with the concept of a conservatorship. Beyond that, it never really felt right for me. So then when the podcast came out of Brittany's Gram, where there was that emergency episode, of a paralegal really alleging a lot of really disturbing things, such as like Brittany has been put into a mental health facility against her will, her dad's making her take medication against her will. It just was really alarming to me. And that really made me feel like, okay, I guess we're finally going to talk about the conservatorship. And so I kind of just dove head first into it. And I noticed my friends and family were a little sick of me talking about it too much. I'm definitely like the Brittany person in my kind of circle of people. And
you've come to the
so
right
when I place. Sensed that they were a little sick of it. I definitely, as much as they were interested and intrigued by it, they weren't as engrossed in it as I was. So I thought, you know what, I better open an account. Some other Brittany accounts had encouraged me. And that's kind of where I just started going way deeper into the movement.
Yeah, like I think what we probably should do is just a lot of people just heard like some like rumblings about Free Brittany. But do you want to talk us through very basically? So first of all, what is the conservatorship? Because I don't really feel like in Australia, gosh, you're probably going to really school me on this, but I don't really have that. And it concerns me as a writer, as someone who cares
right.
about the arts industry. I'm like, is that a thing? And like in Australia as well. But I was like, what is this conservatorship? And why should people care about it?
Right. So I'm not aware. I'm not sure if Australia has it or not. A lot of countries don't have anything even similar to conservatorships. Some do, but it seems fairly uniquely American. And essentially what a conservatorship is that there's different types of conservatorships. So I know a lot of people tend to think that like Britney Spears is in a conservatorship because they think she's quote unquote crazy. Mm-hmm. There are conservatorships for people who have mental health issues that are so severe that they really do need someone to step in and help them with their life. Those type of conservatorships are called LPS conservatorships. However, Brittany is not in an LPS conservatorship. She is in what's known as a general probate conservatorship. And these are something that is intended, the courts have these as a protective system for people who have dementia or Alzheimer's or have severe developmental disabilities. They're certainly not meant for people who can be doing world tours, learning tons of choreography, doing yoga moves, all the things that we've seen Brittany do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I certainly didn't explain it that well. I'm so sorry. What they do is essentially like they're in charge of everything of this person, all of their, their personal decisions, their medical decisions, their financial decisions. Like they really are supposed to take care of this person. And so that certainly makes sense for people who, have dementia and truly have no idea what's anything's going on at all. But, kind of the whole debate is that this doesn't seem like it's appropriate for Brittany, whether she needs more support or not, having no say in all of these decisions in her life, that just doesn't seem appropriate on a legal level. And it's definitely seems wrong on a moral and ethical level.
Yeah, it's, I mean, and as as you've just put, you know, it's a form of abuse and control ultimately, and that's
absolutely.
And we're seeing that happen so much to artists coming out and speaking out about the levels of control that they've had, which is really disconcerting.
Yes.
Incredibly so. So I think the closest thing, now that you've sort of spoken about that, I mean, I remember when my parents were sick, we signed something called a guardianship, which means you can act on their behalf. Like if they're, you know, but that's more in a health, like if they're not able or well enough to make those decisions, but it really is a duty of care. And this sounds like it's a complete dictatorship on her behalf.
Right. So in California, they call them conservatorships. In a lot of other states, they do call them guardianships.
Okay.
But so they are, it varies from state to state. And that's kind of the problem too, is that there's not a lot of federal oversight with these conservatorships. It's really left up to the states to do this. And it just seems that like, they're really not looking into this conservatorship. And not just Brittany, like this is a situation that happens to a lot of people, and we're seeing all kinds of abuse. We're seeing, you know, emotional, physical, and certainly financial abuse happening really across the board. It's rampant, and it's something that it's really happening in the United States.
Yeah. And so for people listening, so it's her father that is in complete control. Is that correct? Of her? I know there's been some developments that we'll get into, but
yeah. So there's two sides of this conservatorship. So it's one whole conservatorship for Britney Spears, but it's split into two sides. And it is conservatorship of the person, which is like her personal and medical decisions, day-to-day things. And then conservatorship of the estate. And that's all of her finances and assets. It was Jamie Spears, her father, as conservator of her person, really from the beginning until last year around this time, when he actually decided not to be conservator of her person anymore. He said it was for health reasons, but there was a restraining order filed against him by Britney's sons. So after that happened, he stepped down and it became Jody Montgomery in charge of Britney's person. However, Britney's father does remain as the sole conservator of her state. So that means even though he's not in charge of her like personal decisions anymore, he still has control over all of her finances.
Yeah, gosh, it's so scary. And I think
something
frustrating for me when I've tried to engage in a conversation with people about this is they kind of roll their eyes at me and think, oh yeah, another rich celebrity. Like they don't really understand
right.
The intricacies of it. And so, you know, I just can't stress this enough. Like it's a big deal. And especially for those people in that entertainment industry. I guess I wanted to talk about, there have been some developments lately. So do you want to maybe talk us through where we're at now and where we're heading with the Free Britney movement?
Oh my. Yeah, I like that you bring up that it really is important. This really, you know, it is really easy to dismiss it as that like, oh, it's just another rich celebrity, blah, blah, blah. But this really is a human rights issue and it's a disability issue. Whether or not Britney Spears has a disability, just by her being in a conservatorship, it's been deemed that she's incapacitated, at least in the eyes of the court. That's a little tangent there, but
oh, I love tangents. We can tangent here.
Yeah. I mean, like it really is something that can happen to anyone. You know, there other celebrities have been prey to conservatorships in the past, such as Casey Kasem, who actually had the same attorney as Britney Spears has, the one that was appointed to her by the court. But it can happen to regular people too. And that's something that people really need to understand. You know, unless there's major changes made to this system, any of us could be victim to it. I mean, any of us in the United States anyways. But as far as recent developments, what's going on right now is because James is the sole conservator of Britney's estate, he used to have another guy named Andrew Wallet that those two were the conservator of Britney's estate for a long time. Then in March of 2019, Andrew Wallet really abruptly left. We still aren't really exactly sure why. It may be because Britney wasn't performing anymore, so she didn't need that much oversight over her finances because less money was being brought in. There's a bit of debate there. But anyway, so he left and it was just Jamie in charge of Britney's finances. So now Britney's recently kind of been like, you know what? I want more say in my life and the decisions that go on in this conservatorship. And she has said that she doesn't want her father to be the sole conservator of her estate anymore. She really wants this fiduciary company called Bessemer Trust, which has been around for a long time. They manage
independent body. Is that right?
Yes, they're independent, which is really important. You know, they have nothing to do with this conservatorship. It's someone they really do this for tons of clients. They manage so much money. So Britney Spears' money would certainly kind of be a drop in the bucket for them. They're very capable of doing this. They're certainly, I think it's a very sound decision, in my opinion.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about just the levels of control and perhaps the filters that we're seeing. So her Instagram is something that has come up a lot in various social media things that I follow. I'm pretty open-minded, so I'm going down some rabbit holes and some conspiracy things. So does she have control over what she's posting, or does that need approval? Do you know?
We really don't know. Her brother did this interview with As Not Seen on TV where, his answer was kind of confusing. It seems like she does have some element of say of what goes on. It also seems that she uses a desktop version of the app rather than like a phone app. These are all things we're just kind of piecing together. We don't know for sure. I would think pretty much any celebrity kind of needs things approved though, at the end of the day, or like if they post something problematic, people are going to tell them, hey, you need to get rid of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting following some forums and things where people are like sort of commenting on, Britney's well-being. Like, it's been revealed that she was wearing a top, like 17 times, but she's now addressed it, that's part of Project Rose. And I was wondering, how can she do a project when she's got no control? Like, it's interesting to me to see it unfold because I love her, but I guess it's so hard to know what we're seeing and what we're being shown in the media. Like it concerns me. She's so controlled. Like, is she controlled? It does look like she's always just in a house. She's not really, I mean, I know it's COVID, but that's also, to me, that's a bit of an alarm bell and a red flag that it's kind of, she seems to be confined to just that one space.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to tell what exactly Britney is allowed to do and what she's not allowed to do. We do know the parameters of the conservatorship, but certainly conservatorships kind of come down to they're as controlling as the conservator wants them to be. Just like how, essentially Britney's in the custody of these people, much like how children are in the custody of their parents. So if you've got strict parents, it's going to be kind of tough for you. If you've got more open-minded parents, it's going to be a better situation for you. It's kind of like that. We do know that Jamie, her father, had to step down last year. And since then, Jodie Montgomery became in charge of her. And Britney has said that she's okay with Jodie remaining conservator of her person. So whatever decisions Jodie's making or like whatever, how they're communicating, it seems to be working for Britney at this point. So for me, I feel a lot more relaxed ever since Jamie left. And I don't know, I kind of have a very different opinion on her Instagram than other people.
Share it. Come on. This is important.
I think it's because I worked as a caregiver for people who actually like truly had dementia. They say that Britney has dementia. I am very skeptical of that diagnosis. But anyway, I worked with people who definitely had dementia. I also worked with clients who had developmental disabilities. And those clients were really fun to work with because they were a lot more engaged in community interactions and things like that rather than the older clients I had.
Yeah.
And part of, they all had social media. And we were just really very much instructed that we weren't really supposed to get involved in their social media because it's just a form of personal expression.
Right.
And really, we really don't have to be worried about anything they post as long as it's not a threat to themselves or other people. So for me, I think that training just clicks in and I'm just like, look, Britney's not threatening herself or anyone else. She's actually engaging in a lot of natural supports and like personal interests. So to me, it looks healthy. But that just might just be my training.
Yeah, no, I just think back to, yes, the inverted commas crazy moment of the umbrella and the shaving the head. But, you know, I've seen so many documentaries on her and other celebrities, and I suffer from migraines. So I cannot imagine what it would be like to have extreme flashing photography in front of my life, like all the time. Like, you would
say, goodness, I know.
Like, anyone who is human, like, that's not a normal environment to sustain any type of alignment or healthy habits when you can't express your freedom in any capacity. So even before the conservatorship, in my opinion, she's always just been so harassed and harangued, you know, like it's a crazy lifestyle that she's had since a child, to me. So
really, like, there's hardly any celebrities that can identify with the level of fame that Britney Spears has had, and the level of just like focus that she continues to have. Really, there's, as famous as so many are, that very few can really understand that her level, in my opinion anyways.
Yeah, I totally agree. I wanted to touch on something. I watched a fantastic chat and it actually distressed me because it was talking about boycotting the Britney Spears brand. So first of all, I would like you to talk about like what the reach of that is, what that encompasses. I mean, I love her perfumes and here I am thinking you're supporting someone. And then I listened to that and I was shattered. So do you want to let people know what that's about?
Yeah. So, you know, essentially right now, what's going on is Britney has made it clear that she doesn't want to work right now. It's really in like a form of protest in a way. She's sick of people making money off of her. So she just said, you know what, I'm done working. So just as like an act of solidarity, we are boycotting all Britney products, any Britney brand, because we're realizing that this money, as much as we've thought like, we love Britney and this is for us to support Britney, you know, I buy this because of Britney. Yeah. It's not even going to her. It's going to these lawyers. It's going to these conservators. It's going to managers. It's like, how much is actually, you know, Britney doesn't even have control over any of this. So that's really the logic behind it. And as far as how far it wants to go, that's really up to people to decide on a personal level. I think it's just something more to be mindful of. You know, like every time you do buy a Britney product, you are in a way funding this conservatorship. And we've also found a lot of like creative ways to get around it. So like, yeah, I love Britney's perfume. Like, oh my gosh, that's like all I wear.
It and takes me back to my high school days, like Curious.
Yes. Yes. Her commercials are amazing. Like everything about her perfume's good, the commercial's good, the whole package is good. And when they first were like, let's boycott the brand, I was like, oh my gosh, no, I need to buy her perfume.
Yeah, right. I'm a 38-year-old woman and I love it. I love smelling candy like. Yeah.
I need it. But so a lot of people have said that you can buy from other Britney fans who have like overstock. You can get overstock off like eBay. We're just finding like ways to go around it. And as far as like streaming music, we're using YouTube videos that aren't like the official video, like just kind of things like that. So you don't have to cut off Britney, but you can make it so like you're not funding any of this exploitation, really.
Yeah. Oh, it's so it really broke my heart. Like, I have a really good friend who always plays, you know, the antagonist in my life. And she was like, well, how much money is she getting? She's like, you know, she's got millions. And I was like, no, I think it's distributed. Like, I don't know whether I know there's a lot of legal documentation floating around.
Oh my.
So like, it's kind of like, well, what salary is she on? Like, do we know what we're talking about? Like, is she earning?
So we know that she gets an allowance is what they deem it in the filings, an allowance of $1,500 a week, which certainly is a large amount of money. But when you're talking about how much money she's actually making, it's peanuts. And also when you look at how much money all the people around her are making, Britney's making the least off of her. You know, Britney certainly has the least access to her own money. You know, and it's not just about like the raw numbers of like, oh, she has X amount. It's the point of that she's not being allowed to make these decisions of how it's managed, what she wants to invest in, who she wants being in charge of her career. She's not allowed to do any of that. And
if she wants to spend
that's not right.
It's like she can't even deem whether she wants to give X amount to her children, can she?
I mean, I think that quite a bit of money is, you know, like she pays for all, we know in filings before with Kevin Federline, like she pays for all of their school and like all the things that they really need. But yeah, it does raise the question of what's happening to their inheritance. Is that being put aside? You know, like what is going on with that? Because it really is, they're not just stealing from Britney, they're stealing from her children.
Something disturbing, and you can probably correct me on this, is like, and God forbid saying it, but if she passed away, that mm-hmm. that's a tricky question. Like, then what happens to her estate, technically, like the estate of Britney Spears? That's what concerns me. Like, if inverted right. commas, a lot of celebrities can have accidents, et cetera, which I hate to kind of go down those darker paths, but mm-hmm. That's what concerns me. Like, who then gets all her fortune if it's in this tied up conservatorship?
That actually is very concerning. Yeah, I don't want to go down that dark path, but it's extra concerning because there's, you know, I don't know if it's true, but there's rumors, allegations of links to Britney's current managers having associations with Michael Jackson's estate, Prince's estate. So they're very familiar with how to deal with estates after somebody passes. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely money to be made even if she passed. Yeah, God forbid. I'm going to kind of pray a little bit here. Because, yeah, I don't like going down that road because I know it's a real fear for people.
But I mean,
that's the thing. This needs to be fixed.
Yeah. Like, this is the severity of it. Like, people just don't understand it. It's like, I know it's dark, but I think sometimes you have to go there so people understand the mm-hmm. severity of it. Like, imagine if that was you or your child, or like it's
going
to be perfect. And if people want to do their own research and put those pieces together about the other artists that you mentioned, that's, you know, there's plenty of things out there to do. But
right.
Also hoping maybe you could explain, is it Andrew Wallet? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yes, Andrew Wallet.
Yeah. What is his role?
Okay, so there's so much information, I tend to just kind of spew it all out. So
I love it, but we need it. I need to be educated, and lots of people want to hear about it.
Right, so Andrew Wallet, he and Jamie Spears together were conservators over Britney's estate from the beginning. Then in March of 2019, he abruptly left. He just kind of like really left. And he said that like, if he wasn't granted relief to resign, like immediately, like irreparable harm would happen to Britney. And it was very dramatic.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it was very weird. And so one of the probate attorney lawyers who like has really been involved in the Free Britney movement, Lisa McCarley, she's amazing. She said that could have been intentionally dramatic to get the court's attention to approve his request to resign like really fast. But you know, that's her opinion. So that could be an explanation for it. But so he left, and after he left in March of 2019, then it became just Jamie in charge of Britney's estate. Now currently, Britney is saying she doesn't want that. She wants it to be Bessemer Trust. They are a fiduciary company. They are really experienced with all this. She wants them. She doesn't want Andrew Wallet. And it seems that she doesn't want just her father either. And so her father is shooting back saying, no, it's going to stay me and Andrew Wallet like it was before. And at this point, it's just kind of this back and forth between Britney's father and Britney and her lawyer being like, is it going to be Britney's dad and Andrew Wallet, or is it going to be Bessemer Trust? And that's going to be the battle for the next few months here. The Free Britney movement, we certainly support Britney's decisions always. So we definitely want it to be Bessemer Trust. I think it's a really sound decision, and it only makes sense for the judge to accept it, but it might have to result in a trial if Britney's father doesn't step down.
Yeah, I can't imagine the, and just the whole process, like it's beyond stressful, like even.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. There's one. So another thing about Andrew Wallet, what was really interesting is, so he resigned in March of 2019, but it was weird because just in November of a few months before he resigned, he asked for a raise and he was given a huge raise. And he actually, in the filings for the raise, specifically said he deserved a raise because Britney was doing so well. There was so many business activities that he just like needed to be paid more for all the work he was doing. And he also called the conservatorship. This is in legal documents. He calls the conservatorship to be viewed as a hybrid business model.
Oh, and that says so.
It's, yeah. So it's like, you can see why Brittany does not want this man managing back in her life for managing her finances. She wants a professional company.
Yeah. I wish I had the documentation in front of me, the filing that was posted, and she was very explicit about what she wanted. So that was, I'm really proud that she was able to voice herself, because a lot of people in these positions, there's that fear of speaking your truth because you have been controlled and there's all that sort of post-traumatic stress.
I like
a whole heap of things.
Exactly. I like that you bring that up, because I do think it's confusing for a lot of people. Like, why hasn't she said anything? Why has this gone on so long? And I think it's a combination of a lot of things. Like, the court systems are incredibly corrupt. It really is a very difficult situation to get out of legally. It's easy to get in, but it's hard to get out. And then, like you said, there's this level of, you know, just control and being told that, you know, if you're incapable, and then you've added the whole family dynamic in there too. My heart really goes out to her. And I'm so proud of her for really getting the courage to stick up for herself. And she has every right to decide what's going on in her life. So good for her.
Yeah. I kind of, on reflection, was when this all kind of kicked off, I was reminiscing over the lyrics to some of her songs, and I was thinking, you know, I can't help but wonder, you know, like, I'm a slave for you. I know that's like kind of being sexualized, right. But I'm like, is there hidden meaning there? Then also, like, overprotected, you know, like, you know, it's my prerogative, like, everybody talking, like, she very clearly often her lyrics are often, you know, I'm, look at me, help me, I'm controlled. And it comes across as like asserting herself in a powerful female aspect, which is great. But then there's also the underbelly of that, I think, to those lyrics and the meaning and the connotations behind that, especially like with toxic, like, it kind of was a bit of an eye opener to me. I was like, wow, it's in front of me this whole time, and I haven't really put that together.
Yeah. Like you said prior, that, you know, there is this history of so many celebrities and stars being controlled. I think particularly in the music industry and particularly for any female celebrities. But it really seems so that's just like a default setting for a lot of celebrities, but it really seems like it's just an overdrive with Britney Spears. It just has been from the beginning. And then, now she's got this conservatorship.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
I feel like it's the same as, you know, Princess Diana, like that level of hunger. And then I kind of wonder, well, what are the motives of everyone else and the level of elite that we don't see the bigger picture necessarily of what's going on, you know?
Exactly. I like that you brought up Princess Diana, because I do think she's one of the few celebrities that is on the same category of fame as Britney has achieved. What's really interesting about Princess Diana, Marilyn Monroe, and Britney Spears is they all have their moon in Aquarius.
Oh, my
so,
moon is in Aquarius too.
Is it? Oh my goodness. So it's, like, it's really interesting. It's like, you know, they've got this amazing, huge fan base of just people absolutely adoring and loving them. But yet, like, there's this kind of aloofness or almost like disconnect, or them not quite understanding their position in it all. And it's, when I found out those three all had the same moon, I just was like, oh my goodness, these women.
Well, let's maybe move into some more positive aspects. So are there any alternatives to the conservatorship? And I've read a lot about the supported decision-making. So is that something that the courts are presenting as like options? Like, you'll have to forgive me. Yeah.
So that's a big critique of this whole situation, is that, you know, Britney was having some struggles, and it seemed like she definitely needed some support at the time, but a conservatorship was never an appropriate decision, because conservatorships are supposed to be a last resort effort. You're really supposed to show, what else have you tried before going into a conservatorship? Because a conservatorship is essentially a legal death. It's that controlling, like, you're a child again, as far as the eyes of the court. You know, it's your parents have the legal authority over you, or in this case, whoever your conservators are. But anyway, so some alternatives to conservatorship are like power of attorney. There's also rep payee. There's also even just having trust help you if you are someone who has a hard time with your money sometimes, or a lot of people don't understand finances. So that certainly isn't in any way specific to somebody who's disabled in any way. And then, but yeah, like supported decision-making is a really, really great alternative to conservatorships. And it's actually being recommended more and more. It really kind of used to be in the past that if your child had any kind of disability, it was made to seem like you have to get a conservatorship. Like you have to, this is what's best for you. Now they're going away from that. And when I say they, I mean like the National Guardianship Association, you know, disability right communities. They're really wanting this more because supported decision-making is exactly what it sounds like. It's having an individual decide who are the people in your life that you really feel you can trust, whose opinions you'd like to factor into various decisions in your life. You know, it really could be anything. And it may be in some situation like, oh, I want some help in my finances. But I don't need help in taking medication that I can do on my own. It really is customized to the individual. And you can see why that's just a lot better of a situation because it puts the individual at the center. It makes them really the one in control and they're just getting support. Like we all do. We all ask other people for opinions and our decisions in our life.
And that gets them to a healthier place. Like
much
of empowerment, of healthy decision-making, of trusting their decisions, especially if you've been in a situation like this, you know, like also like if we took it a step further, like people who are in any abusive situation or a survivor of that, rebuilding, trusting themselves or self-esteem, all that
stuff, yeah,
that encompasses with supported decision-making. And I'm really astounded that that hasn't been at the forefront. Like it just makes sense to me that I really hope that becomes, you know, something that comes into fruition.
So. Yeah. It's, you know, any reputable conservatorship should be applying supported decision-making practices within the conservatorship anyways. But they also are recognized in the court as an alternative to conservatorships. So I really would hope that and it seems like a lot of Brittany's filings, it shows that she's having some element of supported decision-making. I'm just gathering that from the language they're using. They're showing how they want Brittany to be a part of this and how to learn about this and transition into this. And that's certainly supported decision-making. So it could be used to be a part of Brittany's conservatorship so that she can have more autonomy. It also could be used as a stepping stone to get her out of this, if that's something that she eventually wants.
Yeah, definitely. And even like, gosh, even understanding legal terminology and jargon, like that can be very, I've recently gone through that.
Just yeah.
Basic life matters. And you think it can get convoluted. It can get complicated. And so I think having people there to help you navigate it through is just such a sensible and better option. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly oh, sorry.
No, you go.
I was just going to say, certainly if you need help making decisions in some areas of your life, that doesn't mean you're incapable of making decisions entirely. And it definitely is a skill that you can build on. And so, yeah, like you said, if there's been a lot of psychological damage of just not being allowed to make any decisions, they're going to have to rebuild that. And support decision-making is a really great way to, like you said, to build that self-esteem up, to get you back into the skill of decision-making. Because again, it really does take practice.
Now, I know a big part of you is astrology. And you just mentioned before that Brittany's moon is in Aquarius. She is also a Sagittarius. Are you also a Sagittarius?
I am also a Sagittarius,
yes. I'm Aquarius, so team fire.
So yes, fire.
Now, has your astrological interest and insights, have you transferred that into Brittany? Have you looked into the situation, into her chart? Do you have any interesting perspectives on that you want to share?
Oh boy. Well, I've been wanting to do like a birth chart analysis on Brittany for a while, but I've just been delaying it because I just like want to do it justice. And I just feel I've got a Virgo rising, so I'm never satisfied with like anything, you know, I like want it perfect. but some of the insight that I do think that it's really interesting that Brittany has Saturn in her first house. She also has Pluto in her first house, but it's right on the edge. So she's got, and in her second house is Jupiter. So she's technically, Jupiter's conjunct Pluto, but then she's also has Pluto and Saturn in that same house. And I just think that is such a telling little blip of this whole situation of just her father being in control and just the money being combined. And essentially there's going to have to be a huge transformation for Brittany to come into like truly her own self. Maybe that's a little too niche or that's too my thing, but do you know what I mean though? Like I find that part of her chart quite interesting.
Yeah.
Another thing that is really interesting is she's not just a Sagittarius, she has the stellium in Sagittarius. So she's like a true Sagittarius. And I just think out of all the signs to put in a conservatorship, Sagittarius is the worst one. Like they really need freedom. This is not right for her at all. I do think she's also eventually going to write a book because that stellium in Sagittarius is in her third house. And she's got Mercury in that third house as well. So she's got everything it takes to be an amazing writer.
Oh, and what a story she will have to tell. And what an ultimate way to speak her truth and her real self, not the manufactured self that we've seen.
Right.
I can imagine that loss of identity, then a rebuilding of a new identity, refinding yourself. That's a huge journey in itself. Like it's a lot. And I guess something that has been a little bit of a buzz in the spiritual community, which I like to double around in and am part of, is that she has been posting things that are a little bit more alternative, and I was really
totally
loving the fact that she posted the Crystal Bible, the cover of the book, and she said, you know, call me weird, or I'm just paraphrasing, she's like, you know, I really like them. And I was like, yes, that's not weird, Brittany. Lots of people use crystals.
Not weird at all.
Energetic healing properties. I just want to like, you know, go to her and put her in a big like rose quartz bath or something that's like
yes,
loving, and like wrap her up or put her in like an amethyst cave and just be like, you just stay here, we'll just heal you, just look after you. And she's, you know, she's really exploring she's posting some interesting facets that we haven't seen before. So what do you think? Do you think this is a shift? Do you think it's always been there, or do you think it's just time that she's sort of finding a different path?
Well, as a Sagittarius, I think that like she's always been into this stuff. You know, we know that she's dabbled in like Kabbalah, which is quite mystical. She's done that in the past. So I just think she's had this proclivity towards it always. But I think, yeah, she is being more open about it. I know she is Christian. But I don't know if there's been like a push of her to, hey, don't talk about this other stuff, just talk about Christianity. But I like how she's showing that you can be Christian and you can also like be into these alternative things and believe in healing properties of things. And I really like with the crystals that she specifically said, I have 33 crystals.
Yes, very interesting number for those of you into new.
Very. She literally picked a master number and I was like, okay, Brittany. Like,
yeah, girl.
Yeah, for real. Like I love that she's doing this. I think it's so cool. And yeah, I do think some people are thinking that she is weird about it, but like this is honestly
weird.
I mean, it's not weird at all. It's literally a billion-dollar industry.
Yeah, totally. Like I'm not someone who resonates hugely with crystals, but I definitely have a few that I have around me. And I also just like the fact that she was talking about, you know, chakras and colors and different
things,
I think, which then is going to lead me down the path that I've been entertaining with some of my friends, is that this notion that she might be an energy worker or a light worker. I mean, to me, that's a given. She expresses through dance movement that in itself is a form of energy. Like bringing everything, you know, her dance movements. And I used to always think her and Michael Jackson in particular, as someone who speaks light language, that's an interesting expression of energy codes and bringing that frequency through.
Yeah, I definitely think Brittany's an energy worker, light worker. Even if she's not meaning to, she's definitely doing it. She's got such a childlike, playful, kind of like fairy
Yeah,
energy.
Pixie elemental energy.
Yeah, but yet like there's a calmness with her too. It's not all like, you know, it's really interesting. And I notice when I watch so many of her videos, I catch myself smiling. Like I'm totally just smiling the entire time I'm watching her dance or something. And I just think the energy of that in and of itself is, that's magic. It really is.
Yeah. And I mean, gosh knows what she'll do when there's like an end date to this chaos. I think it will be great for her to explore that. Like she has such a platform and such, you know, like there's just so many things she could do, which makes me excited just all on its own. So that gets me.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think, this is my own little theory, but like, do you think the yellow is her talking about her solar plexus?
Absolutely. And that's where you store emotional trauma. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I think she's a lot smarter than people give her credit for. I think she's really in tune with her body. I just think that she hasn't been in a position that she's able to express that. And I think she's finally
getting
the snippet, and good on her. Like, and also thank you for educating other people to perhaps go, you know what, this resonates with me. Maybe I'll go down that pathway. And then that leads them to their own discoveries, you know, like a little nudge here and there to, to do that. So what do you, have you got any more thoughts on the yellow and the solar plexus?
Oh, I do think that that's probably what she's going with. Just because, you know, there's such an association where with like, if you're having low self-esteem or worthlessness, you know, like go to there, fix that, especially. And also like, if you feel like strong, if you feel confident, if you want like, you know, balance and health, like, I just think that all of these things are so relevant to what she's going through right now, that, and just with the color, it just seems like it is.
And she's also, sorry, you go.
No, I don't really have much to say with it other than that. That's kind of what I think the yellow is about. Whether it's it or not, I think it's fun to explore these things,
right,
you know,
speculate.
Speculation is fun as long as it stays positive and not too scary, you know?
What I like about it too is she, like me, loves roses, and roses hold the highest frequency of love. If you look at everything, it has a vibrational frequency, and I think that's also beautiful. I also don't know much about this Project Rose that she's mentioned that's on the horizon, but I think that's a beautiful combination. It's like she's embracing that love aspect, you know, and that's kind of scattered through her Instagram as well. I think there's a lot of things coming into the light that are curious, and I'm really,
there are. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a rumor that, this is a rumor, so we don't know if it's true, but it's a rumor that Britney does like see us as her roses, and that whenever she's got these posts of just a rose saying like, God bless you all, that's a message for the movement. I personally do subscribe to that belief. It just makes me feel so happy. Whether it's true or not, it doesn't really matter for me, because it keeps me motivated. It keeps me going. And it just does feel so loving, and it just makes me happy.
Well, something that I really got a big smile on my face about the other day was on her Instagram. She posted this beautiful picture of a fairy, and she wrote Queen of the Fairies. I'm like, you can't tell me that she's having some remembrance, past life regression, recall, like, and regardless of whether she isn't spiritual or not, that's a very feminine aspect. It's a very graceful, beautiful imagery to be having. And I was looking at the comments, and people just don't understand. And people are like,
no.
What do the roses mean? What do the roses mean? People just keep going on and on and on and on and on.
It is really sad that they take this, like, what I think is really beautiful, really just kind of mystical, fun energy, and they make it into something dark and scary. I think, you know, art is certainly open to interpretation, but it is unfortunate that so much of Britney's has been with a really weird kind of sinister interpretation, when I think it's meant to be beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess it just depends on where people sit vibrationally and where they're at, you know, where they're at, I guess. But I mean, I have loved her. I guess, and the reason why I feel invested in the sense as I grew up with her, I guess, like you did.
Yeah.
She was a huge part of shaping, gosh, my high school years, my university. Like, I remember where I was
Absolutely.
when, like, You Drive Me Crazy came out, and I bought like the pink pants, and I had the really cool club top, and I thought I was killing it. And I tried to bleach my hair blonde, and that went orange, and it's brown. Like, I just.
Yeah.
Just been such an inspiration to me, and I just it makes me sad. It makes me so sad, the whole thing. But I'm hoping that things really turn around. I'm just looking at her Instagram now, looking at she's just, she's got pictures of like roses everywhere, and I just wanted to revisit that solar plexus one. And I was about to say before too, yellow is my challenge color. I think of the colors that I wear and surround myself with. I find yellow the hardest, and that's because that's an aspect of my emotional body that, is the biggest obstacle for me, that emotional strength.
Interesting. So
Yeah.
how do you know if a color's hard for you?
So you can do like color therapy. I actually have a friend who, like when you get
I've
your
been
colors done for
sorry.
you. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm there's sometimes a delay, so I'm keep interrupting you. I've been wondering if Brittany's kind of doing like color therapy. So yeah, sorry, I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's like a technical term for it. Like I have like chromotherapy, which is like when you're in an infrared sauna, you can choose like a color spectrum for your chakras. But my friend does it. Oh, I think there's a particular name for it. She's going to murder me that I can't recall it off the top of my head. But it's basically, like when you do your colors and what suits your body, what suits your aura. So for me, I wear a lot of blues and greens. It suits my coloring. I sort of have dark hair, green eyes, and yellow, when I put it up against me, I love yellow roses. I think I showed you the picture of that the other day, but yellow on me makes me feel uncomfortable. So I think it's a real, and whenever I do any meditation or I've done any type of healing with any sort of kinesiologist or my own energy work, the solar plexus where, we carry excess cortisol and emotional baggage, like that's just always, it's always come up for me. And so I think color therapy is something that you can definitely look into. I wonder whether you're right, whether she has been dabbling in that type of stuff. So,
Yeah, I think she's just like honestly open to so many different forms of healing because her situation is so beyond comprehension almost that she's going to need all the help she can get. So she can get as many crystals and as, have as many favorite colors as she wants.
she can wear as many goddamn rose crop tops as she likes.
Yes. Literally, she could post the same photo every day and I would love it. Like I it's that's up to her.
I mean, I just spend a lot of time looking at her iconic outfits, which I know sounds a bit strange, but
No.
have you seen her in concert before?
I haven't. No. I feel like a bad fan. I haven't seen her just because I grew up in a really small town, so like music, we had to drive kind of far to see any music.
Yeah, so it's a bit.
And yeah, and then like she did come to the college town that I was in when I was in school there. But I was so poor, I couldn't afford to see her at all. And like, so I just like sat outside the concert venue and like listened as best I could.
Oh, I remember when some colleagues I used to work with, they went and saw her at Vegas, and I was just like losing my mind. But I saw her on the circus tour and in Sydney, and oh my gosh, when she went into interval, this like big screen came down, and I also listened to a lot of heavy metal music, and there was this video clip of her, and you can still watch it on YouTube, and it's Marilyn Manson's Sweet Dreams, that Britney Spears is like all amazing, doing a dance, doing a thing in it, and my mind was
Oh
exploding.
my gosh. Yeah.
It was like a fusion.
That's the thing, like Britney Spears really is an artist. So I don't understand why people think so many of the things she does is strange because it's like, aren't artists supposed to be a little out there? Like,
So
why are we
Gaga's out
weirded out
there.
by this?
It's like no one comments on Lady Gaga's weirdness. They
No,
embrace that as art.
And I think she would have been allowed to do a lot more things like that creatively if she wasn't in this conservatorship. There's been a lot of talk of how they've really, not they've gotten involved even in her, the direction her career's gone, her music is gone, which is just such an overstep. Like, why? She's the artist. She's the one we want to see. We want to see what she's, what her ideas are.
Yeah. She, and everyone's like, oh, she lip syncs. I'm like, I don't care. She is a whole artist. Like, I've heard it.
Sure.
Too. Like, who cares? Madonna does it. Lots of people do it. It's an entertainment. That's what I'm paying for. I'm not,
right.
If I want to see someone like amazing, like vocally, then I'll see Adele. You know, like,
right. It, yeah.
It's
like
a different energy. It's a fun, dancing, high vibe type of experience, I guess.
Exactly. She's a performer. Nobody's ever said, oh, Britney Spears has the strongest, most powerful voice ever. You know, like, she can sing. Yeah, she can. But like, she's known for the whole show. It's the whole experience. It's, you know,
it's a choreography, everything. The dancing. Oh, I like
the costumes, everything. Like, yeah. We need it all.
She made the VMAs. Like, remember the snake and that
100%.
Outfit? Come on, people. Get with the program. She is an icon through and through. So, and I will argue with anyone in a positive way if they want to say otherwise. So I guess something I also want to talk to you about is, how can people listening in Australia, I guess we kind of feel a little bit removed, unless you're kind of a really big fan and you're immersed in it. How can people find out more? Are there any good resources? I'm going to pop all the links down below, especially to your page, which is full of amazing resources. But can people... is there a call to action? Can they do something? Are there petitions?
Yeah. So there are petitions. I don't know if they're still going on because they reached the amount of signatures they needed. But there was one on change.org. There was also one sent to the White House. So I think, I'm sorry, I'm not explaining the petitions very well, because I think we've kind of reached the point with them. But if you go to Free Britney LA, who is... his name is Kevin, and he's the guy who's at all of the protests, the rallies that are in front of the courthouse every time that there's a hearing for Britney. He always does like a live video of the rallies, so you can watch them there. And then also he and like a bunch of other of us, all of us in like the Free Britney Army, we kind of like get together and decide what will be the action items before each hearing. And so again, Free Britney LA, that's where you can go for links of action items to get a lot of information. You also can go in the link in my bio, there's a timeline created by Leanne Simmons. Her and I have done this whole IGTV series on this, but it gives a complete timeline of the conservatorship. And not only that, it has links to, you know, media reports. It also has links to court documents. So it's really a great place if you want to have everything like consolidated and you want to be able to read all of these court documents. You want to read these past media clips. It's a great place. So yeah, that's in the link in my bio. It's also in the link in her bio.
Yeah, excellent. So if you are feeling the call to action, we'll definitely post those links below. I encourage you. And just if you care about music, like, I think just be curious and just educate yourself.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to force any agendas on anyone, but I think...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just remember there's one, you know, so the call to actions do change every time, but they kind of about stay the same. But like one thing that people really can do if they want to understand the situation more as to like, how could this happen? How is this even legal? There are two really great documentaries. One is called The Guardians, and it is available on Amazon Prime. It also is available for free for Free Britney advocates. I can send you the flyer for that so that people can watch that documentary. Otherwise, there's also on the docuseries on Netflix called Dirty Money, there is an episode in season 2 called Guardians Inc., and that also explains it very well. So yeah, those, if you want kind of more information to really understand the whole legal aspect of this, those documentaries do an amazing job.
Yeah, I think it's very easy to get swayed and bogged down in what the media is the snippets, I suppose, you know, like they're just the snapshot of what it is, and it's not really presenting the whole picture, I guess. So, all right, no. What is your favorite Britney Spears song? If you had to pick, do you have one?
It's so hard to pick just one, but I have recently decided that if I had to absolutely pick one that I never skip, I always want to listen to, is Piece of Me. I love Piece of Me.
I love the video clip for that so much.
It's so good.
Amazing.
It's so good.
It's tricky because I was like,
what about you? Yeah.
Well, I was like, I've got like favorite video clip, but that's not my favorite song, you know? So I don't know whether you have a favorite video clip as well.
It's so hard to pick videos too, but I really like Do Something just because I think it's kind of like sassy and different.
Yes. So I think if I had to pick, just it happened to at like a really important time in my life, so it's very nostalgic for me, but I love the song I'm a Slave for You. I love the dance routine.
It is so good. I'm trying to learn the dance routine so badly, but it is hard.
Oh, like, yeah.
Her dance, it is so hard. I don't think people appreciate how difficult her choreography is until you try it yourself.
I used to do jazz, contemporary jazz at the Sydney Dance Company. They had like open classes and they did like Pussycat Dolls and then they did like some Britney choreography and I was all over. Like, I'm not a bad dancer, but this was next level. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't do that. But
she's.
Nope.
No, sorry. It's just like, yeah, she's a great dancer. You know, it's, I don't know why people underestimate Britney. The woman has worked hard and she is good at what she does.
Yeah. But there's just so many songs I think of like, but my favorite, I really liked Breathe On Me when I saw it live. I was so mesmerized.
So sexy.
Yes. And I was like, oh my God. Like I had
In the Zone. I was in high school when that album came out and it like shaped me. Like it totally did. Like I love that album. It is so sexy.
But then I'm just, it depends what mood I'm into, but I like Radar. Like I just like so many different songs. Obviously, You Drive Me Crazy just takes me back to very, you know, it's the soundtrack to my life, basically. So
basically, honestly.
Yeah.
Definitely. And it's so amazing that so many people all over the world really truly feel that way with Britney's music. It really is a testament to her. Like she's a legend.
Yeah. Like there aren't many people who wouldn't know who she is, you know, like that's an accomplishment all on itself. And, you know, she did that all on her own. So, yeah.
Exactly.
So is there any final messaging that you would like to leave people with? And I really thank you for your brilliant insights. And I really do encourage people to be directed to your Instagram because it is just such a wealth of information.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. You know, I guess if there's just anything that I really want people to understand is that, you know, this is a situation that isn't just happening to Britney. It really is about conservatorship abuse and how it's a very real problem and that any of us could fall victim to it. So we really do need to be paying attention. And we need to be sticking up for the members of society who actually do qualify for conservatorships. You know, I really do believe society is judged by how they treat the most vulnerable. And currently with how the laws are for conservatorship cases, we need massive reform if we want any kind of semblance of humanity within our society.
Yeah, that's so true. I just wanted to thank you so, so much. I am so proud of the Free Britney movement. It is a little frustrating in Australia that I can't sort of like jump over to the rallies in LA and New York and be a part of it. But there's lots of us there that are sending lots of energy, lots of positive energy that way. And, you know, everyone's hoping for just so she can live her life the way she wants to live it. It's a pretty basic
thing,
right? And I really hope that things happen. So when's the next court date? What have we got coming up?
Today, actually. Today at 9 o'clock in LA, 9 a.m., they are having a hearing. And it's Jamie, Britney's father's side, they're presenting why they believe it should be Andrew Wallet. Then later in November, November 10th, Britney and her lawyer will be arguing their side. So we just got to buckle up because this is going to go back and forth for a while is kind of the anticipation we have.
This reminded me, like, what is her sister's? I didn't ask this before and I want to cover it before we end if that's okay. But her sister, what's her sister's role in it?
Wow. Oh, it's It's kind of, that's a loaded question. You know, we did get paperwork that in 2018, Britney's sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, was made like the sole trustee on one of Britney's trusts. I believe this trust was made in like 2003, 2004, before the conservatorship.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know if that decision was something Britney was involved in or if it was a decision made by her dad. There's just a lot we don't know yet. So I want to kind of be careful when I talk about that. So
yeah,
I don't know. Essentially, we're going to see. It seems that Britney, what we do know is that Britney wants Bessemer Trust. And so that's the direction like I'm really supporting. You know, it's always been whatever Britney wants, that's what we support. So
yeah, absolutely.
Not so sure about the sister, but for sure we know, yay, Bessemer Trust.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's see. Let's hope we have some positive momentum and outcomes following the court today. So yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And y'all in Australia you can start your own rally.
Yeah.
You'll have to do one.
Right. We got so many things to rally about down here at the moment. So.
Right. Actually, it's kind of, I've heard it's a little intense down there right now. So maybe that's not the best idea.
Yeah. But I mean, and if you are in Australia, we'll just whack on some Britney Spears songs and just, you know, send us a
yeah.
lot. Get your energy.
People up. Can promote digitally, promote the rallies, make a little sign in your window. Just even if you teach one person what's going on, that makes a huge difference. It really does.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like we said before, it's a bigger topic. It's about mental health. It's about duty of care. It's about looking after each other on a fundamental human to human level, you know, regardless of status. So I just wanted to thank you so much. You have been so incredibly insightful, and I really hope this has helped people sort of get their head around it a little bit more. And if they want to ask more questions or they're guided now, they know where to go. So thank you so much for your time. I really, really do appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. This has been great to talk about. I know I kind of was all over the place because it's such a big topic, but yeah, this was fun.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. But Aries, well, I always can trust fire signs to just roll with the punches.
Yeah.
So.
And I've got my risings Gemini. So I'm like all air and fire. So I'm all mental, all over the shop.
Yes. Awesome. I love
awesome.
It.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And we'll see you on another episode.
Yeah. Thank you. Have a good day.
See ya.